Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.cccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need to see some faces smiling. I need to see somebody happy in God. Because we got some things to do now. Y'all know I'm not Apostle Washington. You know I'm not Pastor Tom Washington. But I am Evangelist Washington. And we got the same anointing. Amen. Our apostle and our pastor had to go to Mississippi for one of our bishops, Bishop Lewis Perkins, 25th year anniversary. And I hear that they're having a Holy Ghost party down there. But guess what? We're going to have a Holy Ghost party here. Because of some things that God wants to talk to us about. And, you know, I don't know what to preach. I just do what God tells me to do, which you should be doing. So when I was looking to find out what God wanted me to preach on, and when he told me what it was, I said, Lord, I can't preach that. Because that concerns me too. He said, that's why I want you to preach it. Because it concerns you. And if it concerns you, it concerns everybody else. So preach what I told you. So if you don't like what I'm saying, talk to God. Because he gave it to me, and I'm going to preach what he gave me. Amen. You know, a lot of times in the world, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things. They do a lot of what? Talking. You know, talk is cheap. Just talking. Just running their mouths for no reason. Saying things that they should not say. Right? So we're going to cover a subject here that might help some of us. I know it's going to help me. So, you know, I preach to myself, too. I want to nod on my head when I leave, too. See, if you come here and you don't get nothing, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. It don't make any difference who's preaching. God has a word for you. Now, it's up to you to get it. Right? Well, I don't know if he got a word for me. Yes, he got a word for you. One thing about it, he woke you up this morning, right? He gave you the activity of living. So he got a word for you. He wants to advise you that there are some things that you're doing you should ought not do. And there's some things that you're not doing that you should do. One of them, you should be praising God every time you enter the sanctuary. You ought to be glorifying God whether he did something for you or not. He's still worthy of praise. Oh, I just thought I'd stir up some stuff here. I'm evangelist. They told me to preach the good news. And I got some good news for you today. Amen. So y'all ready to study? Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Jacob. James, English, Jacob, Hebrew. Amen. Hey, Yahweh said, no, you preach what I gave you. But Yahweh, I said, preach what I gave you to preach to the people. Regardless if you like it or not, preach it. I'm a preacher teacher. But God has something special for you today to get into. And when I was talking about this to Yahweh, what he wanted me to speak on, he brought some things to my memories that I was doing, some things that I was saying that I ought not say. Y'all follow me? Because he's talking to you too. That's some things you did and said that you ought not say. But you said it anyway. Right? So my title today is The Power of the Tongue. Oh, y'all can hear what I said. The power of the tongue. I said, Lord, why would you give me that subject? He said, because you need to tell them how powerful the tongue is. And then he said something. Tell them this. Be careful what you say. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful what you say. Because what you say can cause a lot of problems in your life. Oh, you might not think it's a problem, but I'm going to tell you something. What you say is very important, because as soon as you say it, it goes into the atmosphere. And once it's out there, oh, you can repent as long as you, but once it's out there, it's already out there. And you can't pull it back. So if I were you, Evangelist Washington too, be careful what you say. That tongue is very powerful. In the Greek, the word is goisa, of an uncertain affinity. It might say anything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get to talking about something you haven't been talking about. And then when you get angry, you just say stuff. You don't think. The Bible said be careful. Let me tell you something. Listen, listen. Let every man speak. Let every man be swift to hear, but slow what? Speak. So when you hear something, you got to be careful what you say. How many have done this? Now, don't raise your hand. Somebody be talking to you real quick and you just start talking. You didn't hear what they said. You just say stuff. Now, if I ask y'all to be honest, all y'all should raise your hand. Because a lot of times you be talking to people and someone says something to you, and before they can get out what they really mean, you've already answered the question. Well, how you answer the question? Well, you didn't get all of it. Because you were quick to speak rather than listening. When God tells you to praise him, you shouldn't ask no question. You should lift your hands and start praising him. Amen. Why are you questioning God about his praise? Y'all don't like that, I know. I didn't either. But he said, speak it. So you gotta watch what you say. Because in the end, it's gonna come back and hunt you. Now I'm in Yaakov. I'm starting Yaakov. I'm just giving you a little thing here before I start. In the Hebrew, the tongue means Lashon. L-A-S-H-O-W-N. And it said it's a fork of fire. Boy. A fork of fire. So the tongue is a fire. It can set the course of nature on fire. You didn't hear what I said. The course of nature can be set on fire because of your tongue. The tongue is powerful. Husbands, Elmo, Evangeline Watson, watch what you say to your wife. Husbands, and wait a minute, ladies, don't think y'all omit it. Wives, watch what you say to your husband. Because in the end, it might not mean much, but in the end, it means a whole lot. It might cause a difference in you being together and you being not together by what you say. Right? Then we make bad confessions. I wish he was dead. wish she gets on my nerve. I ought to slap her. What? Watch what you say. Because what you say going to cause you problems in the end. Okay. Y'all getting quiet on me. It's okay. Now that the organ, the tongue is the organ of taste and speech. You know, y'all like to eat. You like to taste good food, you know. Now, don't y'all? None of y'all look like y'all haven't been eating for a while, so I know you like to eat. Right? Also, the tongue can be used for flattery. Somebody say flattery. Backbiting. Deceit. Unrestrained speech. Lying. Cussing. And destruction. So you can say something to somebody that can destroy their whole day by what you say. Right? Okay, well, I'll just talk. The tongue, though it's very little, can control a person. Did y'all know that? The tongue can control you. Because once you get in the flesh, somebody help me. Once you get in the flesh, your tongue automatically goes wild. Somebody ought to testify. See, when you stay in the spirit realm, God will minister to you what you should say and what you shouldn't say. But once you get in the flesh, your tongue becomes a ruling evil. Oh, I told you I didn't want to teach this. But he told me to go ahead. And once you start evil speaking, you can't stop. Oh, I know a guy used to cuss like a sailor. Everything came out of his mouth was a cuss word. Y'all know somebody like that? Probably was some of you. Because it was me too. I'm preaching to me. But we're going to get this straight here. The tongue destroys others as well as oneself. Right? You think you're talking bad about somebody else? Somebody talking bad about you too. You think you got it going on talking about somebody? Well, somebody talking about you too. So it can destroy others as well what? As yourself. And the wicked tongue is untamable. Wow. It says that the wicked tongue, the tongue that's in the flesh, is untamable. So you cannot stop it from saying what it says. Because you can't tame it because it's untamable and it says what comes out. Somebody say hallelujah. You need to understand something. Be careful what you say to somebody. It might cause you to not prosper. It might cause you to not be blessed. It'll cause bad things to happen to you by speaking the wrong thing. Yeah. You ought to be speaking on things that's good. Let me tell you something. God saved you. Some of us were so far back in the dark, you couldn't see us. And God reached down there and grabbed you out and saved you. And you got the audacity to talk about somebody else. Look at yourself. Before you start talking about somebody else, you ought to look where God brought you from. Oh, it might not be the same way he brought me from, but he brought you from somewhere else too. And I'm glad about it that he saved me. Otherwise, I'd be using my tongue like I did when I was in the world. Saying things I ought not say. Y'all want to study? Y'all look at me like I ain't going to attack nobody. I'm just telling you what God is saying for me to tell you. You got to watch what you say. Your pastor is the pastor of this church, right? You don't have no business going behind him and saying, he don't know what he's doing. That ain't none of your business. You ain't the pastor. You're not the pastor. He's the pastor. what it says. If you don't, you need to leave, because you're going to hurt yourself. You remember that day apostles talk about discord? Huh? Well, it comes from the tongue too. I don't care what he says. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, you know what? You have a right to do that. But I'll tell you one thing. If you line up with the man of God and he's in God, you better do what he say do. Because guess what? God sees everything you do and hears everything you say, even in the dark. Oh, I didn't say it in front of my, but every murmuring word. That wasn't enough people. So everybody ain't got it. I need everybody that, everybody got a Bible? Everybody got a Bible? Because I want you to be telling Pastor Sam, while you was gone, you should have heard the Brandon talking all this. No, it's in the Bible. If you want to tell him I said something, tell him it was in the Bible. And God says, I didn't say it. Now I'm going to say this again. Yaakov 3:7, does everyone have it? Let's read. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and had been tamed of mankind. So he said everything that you can name up in the world has been what? Tamed. It's been what? Tamed. By mankind. How many been to the zoo? To the circus? Have you seen those big old cats? 350 pound cat. Pow. And he, right? He's tame. Say you alive. He's tame. Let's keep reading. And every now and then you see, well, when them big cats attack somebody, right? Every now and then, he been with him 30 years, and all of a sudden, he looks like a steak to him. All of a sudden, he don't mind him no more, right? Okay. Let's keep reading. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly what? The tongue is evil. An unruly evil. Meaning that it's evil all the time. Every time you open up your mouth, you've got something bad to say. Every time you open up your mouth, you ought to have something good to say about what God did for you. Look at your neighbor and say, God been good to me. So I ought to speak good things. God's been good to you. I know all y'all that's in here. I've been here just as long as you have. And I know God's been good to you because you're here. Right? And some of us was in bad shape. And God stayed around and said, I don't care how long it takes me, I'm going to save you. All he needs is a willing vessel. See, you don't have to be perfect in nothing. No, I'm trying to get, as an evangelist, I'm trying to get people into the kingdom. I want people to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, don't y'all want that? Okay. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Wow. How many know what a cobra is? Cobra snake? Very, very poisonous. And that's what this reminds me of. When a cobra strikes you, you got 2 minutes to get to the doctor. All the venom automatically goes through your veins and it paralyzes you. Where you can't move. Well, the tongue is the same thing. When you say the wrong thing, it's poison. It'll cause somebody to not be able to move. Why? Because it's deadly. It'll cause you to be paralyzed in the spirit. It'll cause you to have folk not want to be around you. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It is a deadly poison. Now, when he said something, therewith bless
Yahweh,
even the fall, and that which curse we mean, which are made after the similitude of God. You just finished praising God and you stepped out of the sanctuary and cut somebody out. You just finished giving God glory and thanking Him for all He's done, and somebody step on your foot and you slap them. That's what He's talking about. You just finished saying how good God been to you. And when someone says something to you, you start acting ungodly. You start acting like you was in the world again. See, let me tell you something. Even though you came out of the world, you still in the same worldly thoughts. They ain't going nowhere. That's why I said what? Renew your mind when? Daily. That stuff comes back up. Daily. Go one day and don't renew your mind. You see what I'm talking about. Go one day without renewing your mind and you'll see some stuff come. You say, whoa, where'd that come from? Because you need to renew your mind when? Daily. To make sure that the things of God is in your spirit. That the things of God is all over you. So that you can progress in the kingdom of God. So that you can be blessed. How many want to truly be blessed? I'm talking about like it says, press down what? You know what that means? Every time you look around, you got some. Every time you get ready to get something, you get some more. That's God's blessing. I want that blessing. But I got to do what God asked for me to do in order to get that blessing. God's not going to bless you if you're not in His word. Did y'all know that? It says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He will. If you give Him yourself, if you give Him you. You got to give God everything you got. If you give it all to Him, He gives everything what? Back to you. That's how that thing works. Oh, I'm going to hold this on the side. No! He wants it all. All or none. All or nothing. He wants it what? Amen. 10th verse. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. Got blessed on Sunday morning. Blessed to the utmost power of your life. And then you got cursed Sunday night. How is that? How does that happen? How does that? It ought not what? Be! I want to be blessed 24/7. I don't want to be blessed just today because I got Monday through Saturday. I need a blessing every day. I need a blessing. And in order for me to get that blessing, I got to do the right things in God. I got to watch what I say, watch what I do, watch who you hang around with. You better watch who you hang around with. How many believe spirits jump off on you? Hang around a person that cuss. After a while, you be cussing. Anything you hang around is going to be a part of you. So I'd rather hang around God. That way, I never have to worry about nothing going wrong. I'd rather give God some glory than let Satan run all over me. I'd rather praise God 24/7 than to give Satan a day. Because God cannot lie. Whatever He said He gonna do, He gonna do it. Whether you like it or not, if you're in sin, you're not gonna get blessed. If you're walking in the pathway of darkness, you won't get blessed. I'm gonna leave that alone. But somebody need to hear that God is on your side. He wants to help you. So you got to get rid of them bad thoughts you have in your head. Because once you have a bad thought, don't get busy. Oh, well. The tongue, a gift and a genuine work of the Holy Spirit. That's the tongue. So we got to be real what? Careful. Right? Tell with me to Bar Mitzvah, Numbers 14, 1 and 2. And this is talking about the rebellion of Israel. Bar Mitzvah, which is Numbers 1 and 2. And then we're going to drop down to the the 35th. This is the rebellion of Israel. 14, when everybody got to say amen. Amen. Let's read. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept at night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and against Aaron. Tell you what's going on here. They just come out of Mizraim. Now, you know, when they was in Mizraim, they were slaves, working all day. Slaves don't have no beauty in nothing, just work, no play. So Yahweh told Pharaoh, let my people go. Now, it seemed to me, if I was in a place that I really didn't want to be, and I got a way to get out, I should be thankful. Right? I should be grateful that I got out. But let me tell you what they did. They start murmuring. Let's pick it up at the 26th verse of the same chapter. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear against me? I have heard the murmurs of the children of Israel, which they number against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said Yahweh, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Then he says something. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you are come to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. What they did when they came out of Mizraim, they start complaining like we do. God bless you and bring you out of condition, and because you haven't got the next blessing, you're mad about that blessing. God does things for you in his time, not your time, because your time don't mean nothing. But God knows the time that you need something. Oh, I'm gonna get this car. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I'll get the car for you. That's what he's saying. But we get in our little bloop. I call it the bloop. Everybody say blue. And think that we know more than God. And once you get to that stage, you can't get no help. Let me say this again. Once you get to the point to where you cannot listen to nothing that God says, you can't get no help. And you cannot defeat Satan without God. Oh, I better say, you cannot do nothing to the devil unless God is with you. If you think I'm playing, get out of God. And Satan gonna whoop your head. I've been there. Got beat all upside the head, had knots everywhere. listen, when Satan gets you away from God, because he'll tell you some things. I told you God wasn't going to bless you next week. You had your rent due and he didn't bless you. Well, you should have paid it on time. You should have paid it when he told you to pay. You should have did what God said do and you wouldn't be behind. Well, I ain't going to pay my rent this time. I'm going to go get this. Sisters, stop cooking. I see some of y'all cooking. At home, y'all cooking. Brothers, the game will be off. The game will be over by one. You can pick up all the scores, highlights, this evening. Ladies, cut the turkey off. Cut the chicken off. God is trying to say something to you. If you will just praise me, watch your mouth, watch what you do, watch what you say, I will bless you exceedingly above all you can ask or see. That's all he's saying. But we try to do things our way. Hallelujah. Let's go to Netanyahu. I got a little time. I say we're going to be out at 1 o'clock, and we are. But don't be trying to speed the time up. Because God got some more stuff he want to tell you. Y'all getting blessed? Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm blessing myself. I know I'm getting blessed. Netanyahu 12. And we're going to start at the 33rd verse. You got to say amen. 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 33. Let's read. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known what? The tree is known what? You ever seen a good tree with bad fruit? Anybody? Don't work like that. If you got a good tree, you got good fruit. You got a bad tree, you got bad fruit. If you got a good individual, he good. If you got a bad one, he bad. Y'all seen people like that? I know people that's not saved, but good. You know what I mean? They don't smoke. They don't drink. They take care of the family. They're just not saved. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to be saved. I want to be sanctified. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost so that I know I have a way to the key. See, they got to get saved. I know what you're saying. Well, my mom ain't got the Holy Ghost. Well, she needs it. You ought to be talking to your family about being saved. Because if they ain't baptized in Yeshua's name, filled with the Holy Ghost, they ain't saved. Right? So get them saved. Somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, and they took the time to pray for you. Then you ought to pray for your loved ones. How many got a loved one need to be saved? What you waiting on? Let's get them saved. Give y'all a hand praise. Get them saved. Get them saved. 34th verse. Old generation of vipers. Wow, that's a cold statement. It's in red, so who's saying this? So he's saying it just how he means it. He ain't going around no bush to get there. He's telling you right from, look, isn't it better for you to tell somebody exactly what you want to tell them than go around the bush and tell them? If I don't like you, I don't like you. Get it out of the way. But brother, I love you. And I'm going to tell you I love you. It's best to do that. Because old generation of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the what? What's in your heart gonna come through your mouth. Oh, y'all didn't hear what I said. What's in your mouth gonna come? God knows your heart. It's gonna come out of your heart. Listen, if you thinking evil about someone, then you are what? Evil. If you're thinking good about somebody, then that's good in you. And let me say this. Ain't nobody in this building perfect. Let's get that straight. Not look at your neighbor and say, me either. Say, you either. Ain't nobody in here perfect. So that means we got work to do. And the only way you can start on your work is, first of all, praise him. Then he can work with you. Then he says something else. 35. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth what? If your heart is good, only good things gonna come out of it. And you can tell when somebody's heart is evil. They're always talking trash. Always got something bad to say. Always saying things they ought not say. Why? Because their heart's bad. But you've met a real good person, he always has something nice to say. Pleasant, even though you've been crazy with him, he has something still nice to say. That's what he's talking about. As believers, you all filled with the Holy Ghost. Every word that comes out of your mouth ought to be good. I guess you say, well, Evangelist, that's hard to do. Work on it. You in here to work on your salvation. Ain't none of you made it in yet. Oh, I'm 78. And what? I'm saying, and what? So what? If you are not in right standing with God, I don't care if you're 100, you ain't going nowhere. You better have a right standing with God. I don't care how old you are. And he ain't gonna ask me about you. Because I'm an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. See, you're all pastors accountable for that. But guess what? He gonna ask you about you. So if I were you today, I'd get my house in order. Look, all of us have done stuff. But today, somebody say today. Amen. I want it right. I want God to help me in every situation that comes up in my life. Amen. 36 verse. But I say unto you that every idle word, stop. Every what? Idle is useless. Idle means useless, inactive, and lazy. You didn't hear me last time. He said that every useless word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Now you might think, well, God gonna miss some of these words. No, he ain't. Every useless word and lazy word that comes out of your mouth, God already know what it is. And when you come before the judgment seat, he gonna let you know what you did. Mr. Langston, on October 25th, as a police officer, before you did what you prayed. Mr. Scott, when you was over there with the drug happy people, you snuck your little hit. I'm just making, wait, come on. Let's get it right. I'm just using these minutes because I can use them. Miss for Wasp, when you was in the intercessors fighting against them demons, you start talking with them instead of going against them. What I'm saying to you, every idle word, everything that you do is going to be accounted for in judgment. You might think you're getting away from something today, but I guarantee you, nobody gets away. Nobody gets crossed over. Nobody. And he knows you. In fact, the Bible says he knows you by the hair. He knows the hair number on your head. Even if you're bald headed. You had some hair before. He knows that too. So you can't fool God. You fooling yourself when you think that God is being fooled. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody about the God I serve. Somebody say he's omnipotent. He knows everything. Then he said, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And all the silver and gold belongs to me. You can't fool him. Wait a minute. I got to get some start stuff in there. Now we talked about what? The power of what? But now, that the power of the tongue is good too. See, you know you got to put the bad with the good. Right? Bad things. So we talked about some bad things. But now we're going to talk about something good about the tongue. On the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord. And suddenly, a sound came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And the Bible said it filled the house where they were sitting in. And they were all, not some of them, they were all, I said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with another tongue. That's the tongue that I want. Suddenly, a sound came from heaven, out of a rushing mighty wind. I can see him right there. And they were all sitting in one accord, and something happened. Something went on. The Holy Ghost came and touched the man. He jumped up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? He said right now, he said suddenly. It appeared. Let me go there. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Now let me tell you something. These tongues were cloven to signify that God would divide unto all nations the knowledge of his grace. You know what I'm saying? These tongues. See, some folk thought they were all, something was wrong with them. They said, well, I think these men are drunk. Something is wrong with them. But something got a hold of them. It was just like fire. Shut up and level. Something got a hold of them. And the Bible said they start dancing. They start praising. They start giving God glory. You ought to stand on your feet and give God some glory. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Somebody here, you ought to be running. You ought to be shot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. On the day. How many remember that? How many when you got saved? The Holy Ghost came on you. Somebody got saved on a Monday. Some got saved on a Tuesday. Some got saved on a Wednesday. Some got saved on a Thursday. Friday. 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 Saturday. Sunday. The Holy Ghost fell on you. And you couldn't keep still. Oh, oh, whoa, 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 yeah, hallelujah. That's power in the tongue, good and bad. Now, I don't know about you, but I like the Holy Ghost. Because when I got the Holy Ghost, the Bible told me he gave me power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power over the enemy. And then he said something. He said nothing. Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
He said nothing. Oh, you don't hear what I said. Nothing shall. Hallelujah. Y'all give y'all a hand praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. How many want to do right by God? Oh, somebody praise. Wow. Praise him in the midnight hour. I'm gonna praise him right in the morning. I'm gonna praise him. Well, I don't feel like praising. Yeah. 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 When things are going bad, I'm gonna still pray.
Yeah.
When I don't have no money, I'ma still pray. Cause he's working for my good. Don't start me. I like Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost. You need it. You need it. I got it. Shut up and bubble. Yeah. want to shout. It'll make them want to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
I better cut that out. You may be seated. I gotta cut that out. I better cut it out. Amen. I don't know about you, but God was here today. He's speaking to somebody. I got mine. I don't know about you. I got mine. I don't know about you. I need it. I want it. I got it. And it's all over me. Something got a hold of me. I couldn't stop moving. I couldn't stop shouting. I couldn't stop praising God. See, when the Holy Ghost fell, everybody in the room start speaking in an unknown tongue. And they were all blessed. And they glorified God. The power of the tongue has good and bad. If I were you, I would choose the good. Give him a hand praise. Let's stand and give God some praise. Stand and give God some praise. Stand and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Stand and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Stand and give
God some praise. All night long. Yeah. You only praise him.
Hey. Give me a little bit.
You praise him.
That's
fast. All right, all right, all right. You praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
How would you say it? Praise him! Praise him! Praise him!
Praise him!
Praise him! Come on!
Praise him!
Praise him!
Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Praise him! Yeah! All right.
It's 12:54. It's 12:54. I say 1 o'clock.
Amen.
You may be seated if you can. Did God bless somebody today? I just thank God for the privilege to be able to deliver his word. Amen. I'm just a vessel. And y'all know what? I've been in 28 years.
Right?
And I've never taught Sunday. But today, see, you got to wait on God. You got to wait on him. Because he got a special blessing for you. You would just wait on him. Be careful what you say. Because the tongue is very powerful. It destroys nations.
It destroys families. It sets nature on fire. It's a fork of fire. Amen. By yes. I'd be remiss if I didn't do this. There may be someone in here. Say, evangelist, I've been going through some things and I didn't think that Yahweh would forgive me. I didn't think that he would give me a chance to get it right. Well, today he's saying to you, your chance is right now. If there's someone here that wants to get it right with God and wants to start anew, afresh, start off from the beginning, raise your hands. There's one right there. There might be someone that says that, you know what, evangelist? I want the Holy Ghost. And I want to be baptized. Everybody put your heads down. And I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, right here, we have that for you. And all you have to do is raise your hand. That's it. Somebody might say, well, you know, evangelist, I've been in the fold all this time. And down the way, I slipped a little bit and I fell off. But I want to get back on board. I want to get back on board with Yahweh so that I can also be blessed. If that's you, raise your hand. That's three. Oh, somebody, hallelujah. Keep your heads bowed. For those that raise their hands, bring your belongings and come up here. I want to pray for you. You can come right now. I want to pray for you right now. Everybody, keep your head down. Hallelujah. My brother, that's it, brother. Hallelujah. Everybody, keep your hands down. Praise God, sister. Let's pray. Father, you're holy. Everybody with their heads down. Everybody look up here. Give him praise. Give him some praise. It's 12:59. Deacon McCulley has some words from Mississippi.
Let's give you our hand praise. Evangelists, give evangelists a hand praise. The message from Yahweh. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. That message came from Yahweh through the evangelist. You can do better. Before we take our building fund offering, I just need to put some few words, just a few words of appreciation. I did a quick turnaround. We went down to celebrate Bishop Perkins' 20th year of Christian Community Center CC Macomb. And it was truly, truly a blessing. I couldn't get my wife to do these. My wife don't like doing turnarounds. She likes to stay for a week or two. But I get there one day and I'm coming back out the next. So Pastor Tom, following the lead of the apostle, offered a gift from CCCLA, and the gift was $1,000. Now, I don't remember us sending anything to Macomb, so Pastor Tom did it on our behalf. And so what I would like to see in the building fund offering, those of you who didn't pay your tithes, pay your tithes. if you can pay your tithe and also give that gift offering, and I want you to put on the envelopes, Bishop Perkins, Bishop Perkins, so we can separate that to make sure that that